If you try to write a story about whatever comes out of your head at the moment your fingers hit the keyboard, it may come across as interesting stream-of-consciousness creativity, but it also may read like the rants of a lunatic. You may be the next Ken Kesey or the next Ted Kaczynski, but it will be difficult for a reader to stay with you very long. Even still, I see many of my students write stories exactly this way. They have an assignment, the deadline is upon them, so they write before they think. Some of them can make this work. Their creative juices kick in and organize while the words appear on the screen, as if some invisible hand, thanks Adam Smith, is guiding them toward meaning. But as much as I wish differently, that is not how it works for most students. They need a prompt, an idea, a guiding thought before the starter's pistol can go off. The stories that don't have some kind of guiding principle are like a roulette wheel spinning, and you hope as you read that eventually the marble will drop into a slot so the stories will make a point. I've read some stories where there wasn't a marble at all. Good interviews, like stories, must have at least a marble. In my early days in journalism, I wrote a story about a man who was walking across the state of Missouri. The story was full of facts, wisdom, and passion. I turned it in, poured myself some coffee, and waited for my editor to drop everything and alert the Pulitzer Committee. Instead, he wrote across the top, "Why was this story written?" and handed it back with a grimace on his face, as if he had just stepped in a turd and it was my fault. I stared at that note for the longest time, and then reread my story. Yes, there were facts. There was some passion, too, less so on the wisdom. There was definitely no point. No matter how finely tuned the language or interesting the topic, my article was just a collection of words. It wasn't really about anything. I had typed the story, but I hadn't written it. My editor was right. It was my turd he stepped in. The same thing happens in interviews all the time. We blithely assume that talking to someone is interesting in and of itself. Just think of the hilarious Saturday Night Live sketch where comedian Chris Farley interviews musician Paul McCartney. What makes it funny, besides Farley's physical humor, is that Farley is so starstruck that he has no idea what to do with the interview. Some of his questions begin with, "Remember when you were with the Beatles?" McCartney is polite in his responses, but he can see, as can the audience, that the Farley character has not thought past who he was interviewing. Farley repeatedly looks at the camera and mouths the words, "This guy is awesome." I've seen a lot of interviews that struck me the same way, only they weren't meant to be funny. After watching them, I have wanted to channel my old editor and ask the interviewer, "Why was this interview conducted?" The reason I wanted to interview Tracy Kidder at our writer's symposium was that I thought he was a significant writer who had contributed a great deal to the world's understanding of business, technology, humanitarianism, craftsmanship, aging, education, the human spirit, and many other topics through his books and his journalism for The Atlantic and The New Yorker magazines. I thought he would be able to talk to us in depth about his works in specific and about the craft of writing in general. The audience included writers at all levels. As I read Kidder's books in preparation, such as The Road to Yuba City, a book he hated, The Soul of a New Machine, which won the Pulitzer Prize, My Detachment, a memoir about his time in Vietnam, another book he wasn't crazy about, House, Hometown, Old Friends, Mountains Beyond Mountains, Strength and What Remains, Among Schoolchildren and A Truck Full of Money, a theme started to emerge in my head. I'm not particularly interested in architecture, but Kidder made it interesting in House. I've never been particularly intrigued by the tech world, but his books about computing and software held my attention. Kidder's books were the embodiment of what Don Hewitt said when he described the success of 60 Minutes, the popular television news magazine. "I don't care about issues," he said. I care about how people are affected by issues.